A branding iron stamps out the Walt Disney Pictures Fairy Castle logo. In a desert canyon dotted with cacti, the two skinny arms of a floppy-eared jackrabbit pop out of a burrow, right under the slobbering mouth of a waiting coyote.
Out in the land where the men are tough as cactus. Out in the land where the wild, wild west was won. Out in the land of the desperado, if you're as soft as an avocado, yee-haw, your front row hole is on.
The coyote snaps its dribbling jaws and the jackrabbit runs for its life, catching its long ears on the axle of an oncoming wagon wheel, bouncing into the air above the heads of a huge herd of cattle and catapulting into an owl's nest on top of a cactus.
Out for the banner, a whole lot better. If you're the type with a nervous bladder, yeah, yeah, your saddle's gonna ring. Cause you ain't home on the range. Cowboy, you're really up the creek.
Three men ride down a hill towards a winding river with the herd right behind them. One of them, a white-haired man wearing a tin star, nails a poster to a tree trunk offering $750 for the capture of Anamita Slim, a fat-faced, red-bearded desperado in a 10-gallon hat.
Home on the range. Once upon a time, I had a home on the range, but not anymore. Well, it's no use crying over spilled milk. Speaking of which, that's me. I'm a cow.
With huge udders.
Yeah, they're real. Quit staring. I'm sort of between homes right now. I lost my old place thanks to the meanest bunch of cattle rustlers in the West. Alameda Slim and the Willie Brothers gang.
Three horsemen stand poised at the top of a cliff under a full moon. In a flash, the cattle pen of the Dixon Ranch is empty.
Somehow, they stole the whole herd right out from under our noses, and then they disappeared. Without a trace.
The ranch owner, sporting a walrus mustache, gapes in horror at his empty pen.
After that, poor old Abner couldn't afford to keep the place. Or me either, for that matter.
The brown and white cow, dragging her low-slung belly along, clumsily walks behind Abner's wagon.
Well, no matter how bad things get, there's probably somebody worse off.
The jackrabbit is still trying to free himself of the rattlesnake.
That guy, for instance.
Hey, Abner Maggie, turns to his cow.
Take a look at your new home.
She beams.
Hey, a dairy farm? Now we're talking. Hope it's not one of them fat-free places.
Abner drives his wagon into Patch of Heaven Farm.
I know a place, pretty as pie. Where the river bend hits up with the end of the sky. It's left in Nebraska and over a crest on a little patch of heaven.
Baby chicks are born. Trees yield their fruit.
Know what I mean? Darling, it's quite the sweetest sight that you ever done seen. Ain't nothing much out there. Just life at its best. On a little patch of heaven way out west.
A goose is floored by an ear of corn.
By the dozen are buzzing real peaceful. Every blue bonnet, doggone it, smells nice. Even the tumbling tumbleweed slows down to match your speed on my tiny half an acre of paradise. Darling, I swear, once you've been there, there ain't a view beneath the blue that could ever compare. The only thing missing is you as my guest on a little patch of heaven way out west. Why don't you come visit? There's room in on that little patch of heaven way out west.
A rooster dozing through the song is woken by an upstart chick opening its throat. The rooster tumbles to the ground, watched by a hen, a goose, and two cows, Grace and Mrs. C.
Hey, that's my boy.
They all turn to the noise.
A call of duty. Why don't you handle this one, Grace? It's time I gave you more responsibility on the farm.
Really? Thanks, Mrs. C. I'll make you proud.
A goat is arguing with three pigs.
Whoa. I'm sensing a lot of negative energy here.
That's our can, and Jeb took
it. And now he says it's his can.
Now, let's not play the shame and blame game. This is an organic problem, and there's a holistic solution.
You don't get this whole farm concept, do you, sister?
Kill the goat!
The three little pigs jump on the bearded goat, Jeb. Black cow Mrs. C catches a can.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Calloway.
Piggies, Why can't you leave Jeb alone?
Yeah, why can't you?
The poor old goat needs peace and quiet.
That's right. I need it.
So run along and take your can with you.
Well, you take that can and hey! Whoa! Come back here, you little freaking bits!
Don't you have enough cans of your own?
No, not really.
He has a huge pile.
I'd be happy to take her in, Abner. There's always room for one more.
Well, thanks, Pearl. I gotta warn you, though, she's a bit headstrong.
Oh, now don't you worry, Abner. I'm sure she'll fit right in.
So long, Pearl. You take care now.
Mrs. Calloway! Mrs. Calloway! Mrs. Calloway! Mrs. Calloway! There's a newcomer at the gate!
Not now, Audrey.
But it's a great big...
Everybody, this here is Maggie.
Maggie's massive girth fills the gateway, causing three hens to drop their eggs simultaneously.
Three-time winner of the Golden Udder Award and the original Miss Happy Heifer. A show cow on a patch of heaven.
A turtle crossing a stream gasps as Maggie's heavy hooves wade past him, her brown tail swinging. Two wide-eyed twin chicks leap back into their broken shell and close down the lid. Grey-haired Pearl wags her finger at the other farm animals.
Now I want y'all to make her feel right at home. You hear me?
Maggie.
Hey, thanks, everybody. It's great to be here in Patch of Heaven. Now, don't everybody speak at one time. What is this, the frozen food section?
She pulls at her neck bell.
Is this thing on?
Good morning, Margaret. What a wonderful surprise to find a fellow bovine joining the ranks.
Phony.
A can silences Jeb.
I'm Mrs. Calloway.
Hi.
And this is Grace.
Hi.
No applause and trophies here, I'm afraid. Just the fruits of our good, honest labor.
Hi.
Working stiffs, huh? Boy, I remember those days.
Wow. You're the biggest cow I've ever saw.
Well, if you're in charge, I'll take that as a compliment. And if you're not, I guess I'll just have to sit on you.
Mom!
Hey, I'm only kidding. Say, what is this you've got jammed up in your ear?
An apple.
Here, have an apple, kid. Don't go near any luau's, though. Wait a minute. I got something stuck in my ear.
An ear of corn.
This one's for me. Oh, that was good.
Awesome! Do it again! Do it again!
Come on, come on!
The piglets toss veggies at Maggie, who slides them along her back, spins them on the end of her tail before gulping them down.
Maggie's some fun, isn't she?
Teaching pigs to throw food, as if they weren't sloppy enough.
One piglet hurls an ear of corn into the air. Maggie leaps up a wall to catch it in her mouth. She topples backwards, landing on top of the can-hoarding goat. Mrs. C scowls at the belching piglets.
Hey, nabbit, bud, slow down!
At the farm...
Hey, who's up for a game of tin can tag?
Hey, that can is a family heirloom!
Whoever wins is getting a free tetanus shot, okay?
Super Sock, coming through!
The sheriff's horse gallops across the farmyard.
Awesome!
No autographs, please.
I got your autograph, pal. Ow!
Who's the hot shot?
Oh, it's Buck.
City slicker.
Buck pulls up in the middle of an almost barren carrot field.
Take it easy. This ain't no rodeo.
Why, good morning, Sam. Oh, is that Arnie horse getting away from you again?
Oh, howdy, Pearl. I came out to bring you another bank notice. This one'll be the last.
Now, you know every time I get a wheat harvest, they send me one of these here notices. They'll get their money soon enough.
It's a whole new shooting match now, Pearl. The bank's calling in everybody's debt. They're losing money something fierce with all the cattlemen going under. I'm telling you, if they don't get their money in 3 days, they're going to auction off Patch of Heaven.
What?
Everyone gasps.
Yeah, but they can't take my place. I've been hit through twisters, blizzards. Sam, this is my home.
Bewhiskered Sam removes his hat.
I'm sorry, Pearl. I'm truly sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry just ain't gonna save my farm.
Sam and Buck walk past the other farm animals.
Well, Buck, I hope you're proud of yourself.
As a matter of fact, I am. Thanks for checking.
Pearl blinks unhappily at the bank notice in her hand.
You know, Pearl, it don't have to be this way. You've got the best livestock in the county. All you gotta do is just sell off a few of these critters.
Stop right there, Sam. They're family. You don't sell family.
Hold your horses, Pearl.
You get before I start using words no good woman should ever use.
Don't bust a gusset, woman.
Go on, Sam. It is still my property. Now get. I said get.
I was just trying to help.
As Sam and Buck flee, Pearl puts down her hoe. Her knees buckle. She drops the bank notice. And as she falls back in a faint, Grace and Mrs. C catch her.
That sure took the starch right out of me.
Maggie blinks sympathetically as Pearl is helped towards her porch. Clutching a porch pillar, Pearl takes some deep breaths and then starts to go inside.
I am sorry, girls. I'm just plumb out of ideas.
Grace and Mrs. C look at each other helplessly. The three hens and the goose stand in a gloomy huddle. The three pink piglets blink worriedly. Jeb the bearded goat takes the floor.
Well, I think we all know what happens now.
Jeb, don't stop.
Now we all get eaten.
Jeb?
What? What? You don't think people in town eat animals?
But who would eat a chicken?
Come on, guys. There must be something we can do.
What? What could we do?
This just isn't fair.
Fair? Good call, Curly.
Ollie. What is?
Listen, what would you say if I told you that you could win big money and see beautiful downtown Chugwater if you went to the county fair?
Ooh. Thank you for your input.
Come on! Let the new cow talk!
New cow!
Come on, Mrs. C. You got a real good-looking bunch here. I see some real potential.
Oh, shucks.
Now, the fair is 2 weeks away. I say we go to town, butter up that sheriff's horse, and get him to give us more time.
What are we waiting for, Maggie? Let's go.
That's right. What do you say, Calloway?
Oh, absolutely not. I will not abandon Pearl in her hour of need for such a ridiculous plan. She would be devastated if she found us missing. As far as I'm concerned, that's not an option.
All right. Suit yourself. Come on, Grace. We've got a farm to save.
Maggie, with the bank notice in her tail, goes towards the farm gate.
You'll have to excuse her. She's just a little tense.
Tense? What's her specialty? Sour cream?
Mrs. C, who wears a purple hat, snorts.
Going to town. Of all the ill-conceived,
Four little chicks are gazing up at her with a reproachful look.
Now, don't look at me so crossly. I know what you're going to say, that Maggie and Grace will need someone with my eye for detail to keep them on the straight and narrow. Say no more. I'll go. Now, tut-tut, no mushy goodbyes, my little ones. You know how I get about overly emotional displays.
Ladies?
Maggie and Grace look behind them.
Mrs. C.
Well,
what made you change your mind?
I'd rather not talk about it.
It's a chick thing.
The four chicks do a high five.
Good luck, girls.
See you.
Bye.
There's stew meat.
Hurry back.
The bovine trio, waved off by the white goose, the hens, the pigs, and Jeb the goat, set off on their trip to town under a blue sky dotted with fluffy white clouds. Grace leads the way along a red clay path, chiseled out of the hillside past leafy trees. The two older cows wince as they listen to her singing.
She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the
She better hurry up around that mountain, because I cannot take this much longer.
Maggie, may I be frank?
Only if you let me wear the hat.
Lowbrow remarks may work for you, but we prefer the gentle approach.
Well, she better stick a sock in it soon. The vultures are starting to circle. Hey, she's not dying!
You sure? We can wait around!
No, nothing when she sees Grandma, no more food for her.
We'll keep you posted!
False alarm, Clem!
Roger, Dodger, I'd like to...
Hey, Maggie? Mrs. C? How do we find the sheriff's office when we get into town?
Elementary, my dear Grace. If we find Buck, we find the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that horse is a legend in his own mind.
The midday sun casts its rays down onto the arid valley below. The screen narrows as in a spaghetti western. In the middle of a canyon, Buck glances from side to side. Bow-legged cowboys converge on him from all sides, their hooked fingers itching to draw their pistols from their holsters.
So you think you got the drop on me? Well, think again.
His tail lashing out, his hind legs thrusting, Buck disposes of his attackers. Another villain draws a curved knife, but lassoes the man's hand with his bridle and pulls him along, then kicks him with the full might of his hooves. The man's teeth scatter like ice cubes as he falls flat on his back.
Don't back kiss me there!
Buck! Earth to Buck!
The screen widens and the sheriff's dog whistles at Buck.
It's your move.
They're playing noughts and crosses in the sand. Buck wakes from his daydream. Sam the sheriff is asleep. Great. His dog.
You were sleep fighting again. Almost threw a shoe.
Oh, sorry. It seems like all the other horses are out there fighting bad guys and taking names.
Buck's bridle wraps around a wooden post.
Who put this here?
Oh, Buck, this ain't no Dodge City, but we get our share of excitement.
Hey, Sheriff! Oh. Been waiting a long time to give you this.
Sam wakes
up. Telegram!
Oh, howdy, Morse. What you got there?
Got Evil Eye Joe. Stop. Bringing him today. Stop. Have money ready. San Rico.
Oh, yeah. Rico caught another one already. Might as well give him the key to my safe.
You hear that, Rusty? Rico's coming.
Yeah, Rico. I'm old. I ain't deaf.
Boy, wouldn't that be the life? Riding with Rico. Cleaning up the West. Kicking bad guy behind. Woo! Wada! Wada, Zaka! Wada!
Rusty the dog goes back to sleep. In town, the three cows peer around a wooden welcome sign.
All right, girls, we're going in.
Look, there's no fences. What keeps the people from roaming?
They appear to be domesticated. Doesn't feel dangerous at all.
It's perfectly safe. Quiet as the farm at milking time.
What was that?
It's a gunfight.
A cashier stamps his forms. A lollipop lady bursts her bubblegum. The three cows gape in horror at the sounds of the town.
Inspector!
Who lives like this?
What do we do? What do we do?
Look, there's a star on that door.
That must be the sheriff's office.
They dive through a doorway marked stage door.
Swivel your hips. Give all the bridles. Give me shake and leave your troubles.
And blunder onto a saloon stage. In front of three showgirls.
Get those cows off the stage!
Maybe we came at a bad time.
The grotesque showgirls charge the cows. Maggie grits her teeth and meets them head on. The customers laugh like drains as cows, showgirls, and scenery fly by. Maggie whirls one of the showgirls above her head, sending her straight into the arms of a beefy cowboy.
Daddy!
Son!
The she, minus her wig, is a he. An old-timer spits out his gold teeth and they land in Mrs. C's mouth. She spits them out, they hit a bald man, and plop into a skinny fellow's beer. He gets pummeled by two old-timers, and the saloon descends into mayhem. The saloon owner throws the cows out on their ears.
Pump it on out of here, ladies!
Go on!
I'll come back! That was the best dang show we ever had!
Oh, you've been on the trail too long, you old goose.
Huh. What kind of sheriff's office is that?
Dancing girls, gambling. Oh, how does he ever get any work done?
If that's the sheriff's office, this town rocks.
Buck.
Well, if it isn't three maids a-milking. You girls a little far from home, aren't you?
Well, if it isn't the Phony Express, we want a word with you about this.
Buck and Rusty peer at the bank notice.
What's that?
What is that?
I believe you left this on our farm.
Wait, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
The place went bankrupt.
Your farm is history.
Don't you heifers get it?
Hold on, you two. Give us two more weeks, and we'll have at least $60 in prize money to...
You got 3 days to pay or get on your way. And $60 don't cut it.
Looks like you need about...
Rusty sniffs the notice.
I'd say 750 of them.
But, Maggie, where are we gonna get all that money?
Well, maybe Maggie can just pull it out of her ear.
Hey, watch it, Calloway.
The sky darkens. All eyes look upwards.
Rico. Rico.
Even flies buzz anxiously.
Rico.
At the other end of Main Street, lightning strikes and a cloud of dust comes rolling through the town, engulfing everything in its path. A tall, square-jawed, mean-looking cowboy in a wide-brimmed hat and a coat with a turned-up collar sits astride his horse. The dust settles.
Who is that?
The stranger shushes a fly.
Sorry.
And lets the fly buzz off.
Don't you know a hero when you see one? Huh? That's Rico, the best dang bounty hunter this side of the Pecos.
I could guess from here to tomorrow, but I don't know how you do it, Rico.
Rico has caught a bandit.
Where's my money?
Well,
All right, I got it right here for you.
Hey, they're giving away free money.
Peggy.
So who else is out there?
The only varmint left is that low-down, good-for-nothing Alameda Slim, cattle rustler.
What's the bounty?
$750.
Maggie's eyes bulge.
I got it! Why don't we go nab that Alameda Slim and use the reward money to save the farm?
Oh, that is a sensible idea.
I knew you'd love it!
Didn't they have sarcasm where you come from?
Oh, wake up and smell the alfalfa! It's perfect!
I'm gonna need a fresh horse.
Buck perks up.
A horse? A horse? Let me think. I reckon you'd want a fast horse, huh? Real fast? Of course, he'd also have to be able to go for days without food or drink. Stealthy. Sure-footed in any terrain.
Buck is tap dancing.
What about that horse?
What? You mean Buck here? Boy, I don't know. Buck's fast, all right, but he's kind of a handful.
He'll do.
Rico throws his saddle over Buck's back.
Hey, Rusty! Rico's saddle! I'm wearing Rico's saddle! I'm wearing Rico's saddle!
Great. I'll leave you two alone.
No. There is no way in heaven or earth that cows can catch an outlaw.
Look, all we've got to do is follow this chuck wagon to a cattle drive. And then, it looks like the bad guys come to us.
We've no reason to believe this chuck wagon is heading off to a cattle drive.
Hey, Tommy, have fun on that cattle drive.
All right, then.
I think it is headed toward a cattle drive.
Shh. We are not following this wagon, and that is final.
Come on, Calloway. It'll be fun!
Did you just hit me?
Kinda.
Well, stop it.
Why?
Because I don't like it.
Maggie sends Mrs. C's hat with its little yellow antenna flying. It lands in some mud. Mrs. C glares.
Oh, no. Not the hat.
What? What about the hat?
Maggie's hurled into the mud. Mrs. C, with her hat back on, wipes it clean with her tail. Maggie
all
butts
right.
back.
All right, violence is not going to solve anything. Why don't we all take a deep cleansing breath and...
Grace gets it from both sides.
Hey now, mud wrestling.
Hey, watch the saddle.
Sam the sheriff gapes out of his window at the two warring cows.
What in tarnation?
Maggie, for the last time, I will not be roped into this scheme.
Sam ropes them in.
Crazy heifer, come on. Dag nabbit. Hey, partner, curb your livestock. This town is clean.
Wow, free cows, what a country, grins the Chinese wagon driver.
Not exactly what I had in mind, but this'll work.
Well, it doesn't work for me.
Adios, son. Take care, Rico, now.
Rico and Chestnut Brown Buck go one way. The Chinese covered wagon pulling the three cows goes another. At sunset, as they travel on, honey colored Grace provides the entertainment. Maggie grits her teeth. The coolie wearing wagon driver covers his ears. No wonder they were free.
What was that?
It's a farm auction, ladies.
Now that's the last of the furniture. Final item to be auctioned is this piece of real property, known heretofore as the Dixon Farm.
The three cows pass Maggie's old stall, festooned with her prize ribbons.
What's going to happen to the cow who lives there?
She'll be okay.
How do you know?
You're looking at her.
This was your farm?
Mm-hmm. We had, like, a family too, you know.
What happened?
Alameda Slim happened.
A flashback to the nighttime cattle rustler's attack.
Sold to Mr. Yancey O'Dell.
Pleasure doing business with you.
As the sky reddens, the cows keep on walking. Behind them, a heavy-set man buys the farm, and a wooden notice is posted up with the words, Sold to Mr. Y. O'Dell, Esquire. Later, a campfire burns brightly. Next to it, a large herd of sleeping cattle.
Cattle drive. Told ya. You both owe me a dollar.
Step lightly, girls.
The male of the species can be extremely hostile.
Oh, come on, Calloway. It's not like they haven't seen a cow before.
A steer pokes his head up.
Hey, Barry.
Check it out.
Ooh, dairy cow.
The whole herd wakes.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, hello. Let me guess, you're a tourist.
Look, just keep moving and avoid eye contact.
Pardon me, but what are three lovely ladies like you
doing on a drive like this?
Just ignore them, and perhaps they'll go away.
Oh, they seem like nice guys. Maybe they can help
Why,
us.
Sure we can help you.
Maybe we can help each other.
Look, Loverball, we're here strictly on business.
Sounds pretty exciting. What kind of business?
We're looking for a cattle rustler named Alameda Slim.
Grace?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Slim?
Why, Slim's just a scary bedtime story to get little calves to behave.
Somebody shoots out the campfire. The cattlemen are lassoed.
What was that?
It must be Slim and the Willies.
Slim and the Willies!
No worry, darling. I'll protect you.
You have exactly 2 seconds to remove your hoof before I snap it off at the knee.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I thought you were the blonde.
Ooh. As he whacks the saucy steer, a skinny youth with blonde hair ties the cattleman to a tree.
Come on, girls. It's time to lose these ropes.
The cows try to free themselves.
Maybe I'm stuck.
Look out!
A big-built horseman gallops into view, landing heavily near the wagon. The beady-eyed man lowers his scarf off his jolly, thick-lipped face.
It's payback time. Cover me!
With what?
Howdy, Slim!
Quiet, you fools. We've got work to do. Now listen up. There are crooks in this here West who have claimed to be the best, and they think they wrote the book on how to rustle. Well, as good as they may be, not a one's as good as me, and I barely have to move a single muscle.
Maggie fails to butt him.
Boys, depraved and nasty too, and they ain't seen. Boys, the cruelest thing I do. You see, I'm your little...
Slim becomes a technicolor yodeler.
The sweetest way of rustling yet devised. Cause when I yodel, little, little, why, looky how them cows get hypnotized.
Mrs. C is hooked.
He don't yield.
Still he drives them doggies well.
Which ain't easy when your chaps are labeled XXXXL.
Yes, if you're looking from a bovine point of view, I sure can yodel.
Slim tosses up his hat.
Here we go, boys! 5,000 cattle in the sand pocket!
With glazed eyes and dopey grins, the cattle trot in serried ranks, yellow, purple, red, blue, and green, shining out of the darkness, as Slim riding a buffalo plays his banjo. Keeping perfect time, they dance single file, spelling out the letters U. Slim bounces from steer to steer as they advance on him, with military precision, grinning manically. Among them, Mrs. C and Maggie. Cattle spin round in hypnotic concentric circles.
Yes,
Maggie, Mrs. Calloway, snap out of it!
Grace tries to grab her two friends by their tails, but on they march with the rest of the hypnotized cows. Grace pulls the wagon across the brow of a bridge as the Dayglow cattle pass underneath it. On the downward slope, the wagon picks up speed and scoops up Grace, Mrs. C, and Maggie into its canvas covering. The cattle march into a canyon, followed by the three identical Willies. The three cattlemen come galloping over the horizon. Rico thunders in. Slim tosses his stirrups up to a rock that thunders down, closing the entrance to the canyon. The cow wagon, still out of control, does a backward somersault up the side of a rock, lands with a bump and careers into Rico. Rico, narrowing his eyes, puts his broad-brimmed hat back on, gets up and dusts off his hands as the three horsemen draw up.
Rico, if you'd just been a second earlier, you'd have had that rustler dead to rights.
You boys see anything before I got here?
Yeah, we sure did there, Rico. We were just sitting down to supper when all of a sudden the lights went out.
The cows emerge.
All right, what part of cover me didn't we understand?
You guys okay?
I don't know. I feel like I was dreaming.
Yeah, Slim started singing and all of a sudden I lost track of everything.
Singing? That didn't sound like singing to me. And, you know, I have perfect pitch.
Yes. Grace, about your perfect pitch.
Not now, Maggie.
All right, show's over.
Oh, no.
You're interfering with official police business. Be right with you, big guy. Buck is on the case, you know. Woo! Don't embarrass me in front of my partner, please.
You and he are partners.
So how does that work exactly? I mean, do you get to ride him on odd days or even?
Hey, he chose me specifically because I have skills that are essential to capturing our quarry. What's that?
Rico notices Buck's manic behavior.
Woo! Smush! Oof!
You boys headed back to town?
Yes, sir. We gotta go file a report with the sheriff.
Give him back his horse. This one's too skittish around cows.
And that, girls, is what makes me and Rico equal parts of one lean, mean, crime fighter.
Rico gallops past on a sleek-looking gray.
Machine?
Well, there it is, then.
Well, stud. Now, I'm no professional, but I'd say the only mono you'll be doing is in your dreams. Oh, look out, Buck! He's making a move on your left flank. Paru, show
me! Grace, leave that poor animal alone.
Buck, I realize you're very upset. But if you'd like to join our group and help us bring in Slim, we'd be happy to have you. However, there are a few anger management issues we need to discuss.
I wouldn't help you bossy bovines if my life depended on it!
You see, that's just what I'm talking about.
Grace!
Why?
Come on, girls! Let's go get Slim!
Come on, girls! Let's go get Slim! Cut chewing heifers. Huh. I can catch that Slim with one hoof tied behind my back. Wait a minute. Why don't I? Yes! Partner or no partner? That's what I'm gonna do. Hey! Ba 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 ba.
The cattlemen try to rope Buck in. He breaks free and gallops up a rocky path.
Definitely bipolar.
Move it, sister! Hero passing on the left!
Hey, watch it!
Where are you going, hot foot?
I'm gonna go nab that rustler and show Rico I got what it takes. So say goodbye to your farm, girls, cause Slim is mine! It's hero time! Watch out now! Hey, get back!
Buck leaps athletically from one outcrop of rock to another.
Yeah, this is a fine kettle of fish. How can we compete with that?
Look at the bright side, Mrs. C. Don't forget about our secret weapon.
Secret weapon?
Who better to catch a cattle thief than a cow?
Yeah, even you can't argue with that kind of logic. Okay, maybe you can.
You know, Grace, Maggie does so love your singing. How about a song?
I'm gonna get you for this.
Inside the tall, rocky outcrop, Slim with the three skinny willy boys and the long-horned cattle.
Ha ha! 5,000 Texas longhorns! Not bad for one night's work.
Pick a color.
I said not bad for one night's work.
Two of the willies applaud
Thank
him.
You. And judging by the earmark, I'd say these are the last of Big Mike Donald's herd.
Big MacDonald had a farm? E-I-E-I!
Both boys see stars.
That's right. He had a farm. Now that all his cash cows have disappeared, that poor sap's gonna be flat broke. Perfect time for a certain upstanding landowner to step in and take all the land.
Who are you?
What do you do with Uncle Slim?
Put up your dukes, Mr. Fancy Britches.
It's me. Hello. This here is the disguise I use to sneak into all them auctions and buy all the land. You brainless monotone monkeys.
Shoot, you gotta be the richest land baron in the West.
Yes, but the part that really warms my heart is watching those homesteaders suffer.
He aims a branding iron at a wall map.
Back in the day, I worked the highfalutinest ranches you ever seen. But those stuck-up ranch bosses couldn't appreciate my talents.
Maybe they just didn't like your singing.
My singing? Songbirds sing. Saloon gals sing. Little bitty snot-nosed children sing. I yodel, and yodeling is an art!
Well, maybe they just didn't like your yodeling.
Two willies duck the branding iron. Number three calls out from the sofa.
They didn't mean it, Uncle Slim. Everybody likes yodeling.
Mm.
Why, it's one of the funniest, cornball, goofy, silly sounds in the whole West.
Number three ducks to avoid Slim's red-hot iron. Slim's right eye twitches as he spots Patch of Heaven Farm on his wall chart.
Gil?
Uh-huh?
Am I correct in assuming that each and every time we brought a herd back to this secret lair, you've managed to sit in the exact same spot, blocking that choice piece of property from my view?
This is my comfy place.
Slim throttles Gil.
What? It's called Patch of Heaven, Uncle Slim. Goes on auction Thursday morning.
Perfect.
Pencil it in. Thursday morning, right after we sell off this herd.
But it's just a little old dirt farm.
What's the difference?
When you're talking revenge, every last acre counts.
He sears the farm with a hot iron just as a public auction board is put up. The hammering done, Sam wanders sadly past the expectant and trusting eyes of Ollie the big pig and his three little pigs, all standing on their lot numbers.
I don't get it. Weren't the cows supposed to come back?
Daddy, what's going to happen if they don't come back?
Oh, but they are coming back.
Hogwash! We all know they're never coming back.
What? You don't know that, Jeb.
Everybody knows that bovines are the most intelligent, crafty animals in the West.
Yeah, he's right, you know.
It doesn't take a cow to figure out. They saw the writing on the wall and flown the coop while the getting was good.
What?
Oh, no! They tricked us and deserted us!
No, no! Excuse me! Excuse me!
The hens stop flapping and gape at Ollie.
Oh, let's not forget who we're talking about. Audrey, remember when Grace helped you figure out why you crossed the road? And Jeb, Ms. Calloway knew just what to do when your head got stuck in that spit tune.
Get off my case!
And Maggie was gonna make us all winners. I truly believe there ain't nothing those three cows can't do.
Sam walks by them with a box. He puts it on the ground. Inside, the four chicks. On the inside lid, buy one, get three free.
Well, whatever they're gonna do, they better do it soon.
I'm so very sorry, Pearl. It's a real shame. It is.
Pearl, leaning out over her farm fence, doesn't look at Sam. Ollie climbs out of the pen past Jeb the goat and waddles up behind her.
Ollie, I don't know what's worse. Losing my farm to the highest bidder or knowing that my girls are lost and alone out there.
Black clouds roll in over the horizon as the three cows gamble across the desert.
Come on, girls! Either I'm getting good at this or his scent is getting stronger.
Go get him, Maggie.
Look out, Slim!
No, it can't be.
Buck scowls in annoyance. He shoots off, kicking up a plume of dust behind him. He gallops in a circular pattern, retracing his path, riding back on himself in a continuous loop. With a satisfied snort, he goes on his way. The three cows stop dead as they come across his crisscrossing tracks.
This has Buck written all over it.
We're not gonna let this dumb old trick stop us. Sooner or later, all these paths will hook up and then...
Oh no, the tracks!
Hurry up, girls! Don't lose that trail!
What trail? I can't see anything!
The sky darkens as the rain pours down. A tree branch struck by lightning falls near them. The water level starts to rise.
Ooh! Flash flood! Get to high ground!
Grace and Mrs. C manage to reach high ground.
Maggie!
Maggie's still wading through the gushing water. Mrs. C and Grace go after her. A massive wave crashes into their wagon, breaking over rocks, and surges towards the three cows, swallowing them up in its fur. Mrs. C is the first to emerge from the black waters. She paddles desperately towards Grace, who bobs up, clinging to a traveling chest. They both turn to see Maggie holding onto a wagon wheel some distance away. As Grace and Mrs. C head towards her, Maggie lets go of the wheel and sinks down into the water. Mrs. C grabs her collar in her teeth and pulls her back up. With Maggie slumped across the chest, the other two push on towards a rock with an overhang. Grace tries to heave Maggie up onto it by her tail.
No! Come on, girls! We can't give up!
Maggie, that's enough. The minute this lets up,
We're heading straight home to Patch of Heaven.
But what about catching Slim and collecting the reward?
We never had a prayer of catching Slim in the first place. This whole ridiculous plan is just so you can get revenge on those cattle rustlers.
Hey! For your information, Duchess, this whole ridiculous plan is about us saving our farm.
Our farm might have had a fighting chance until you came along.
What's that supposed to mean?
Strutting around with your vulgar show cow behavior.
Look, I was just
wasting our time on your foolish plans. Through the years, Patch of Heaven has survived every hardship that nature can dish out. But you, Maggie, are the biggest catastrophe to ever hit our farm.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, maybe we should just go our separate ways.
Now, that's the first good idea you've ever had.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine!
Fine.
Grace blinks unhappily at the two stubborn cows on opposite sides of the overhang as the rain pours on.
Yeah. Fine. It's not like your farm was ever going to feel like home to me anyways.
At Patch of Heaven, Pearl takes a photo of herself and her animals down from her mantelpiece and looks at it wistfully. She pops it into her suitcase and looks at more old photos of Grace being bottle-fed and playing with Mrs. C, along with her first baby cowbell. Pearl smiles at the memories.
Rain is pouring down like the heavens are heard. Seems like it's been dark since the devil knows when. How do you go on never knowing for certain? Will the sun ever shine again? Feels like it's been years since it started to thunder. Clouds are camping out in the valley and glen. How do you go on when you can't help but wonder? Will the sun ever shine again? What if the rain keeps falling? What if the sky? Wish I could say, send me a sign, one little ray. Lord, if you're listening, how long until then? Will the sun ever shine again?
Pearl's animals look into Mrs. C's empty stall. In town, Sam strokes Buck's saddle, and the dog gazes mournfully at Buck's tracks in the mud. In the storm, Buck bares his teeth angrily at the sight of the wanted poster. Maggie gloomily watches the rain and then goes back to sleep. Next morning, only a couple of puddles remain. Mrs. C's flower antenna quivers in the stream of hot breath pouring from Maggie's nostrils. The two cows are sleeping side by side. In her sleep, Maggie starts to chew Mrs. C's hat with her long pink tongue.
Maggie.
Mrs. C wakes.
Maggie, wake up.
Check, please!
Maggie sits up, the hat dangling from her teeth. Blinking foolishly, she plumps the floppy-brimmed hat back on Mrs. C's head. With her two front legs, she tries to stretch Mrs. C's mouth into a smile.
Tastes a lot better in my sleep.
Well, I suppose you'll be off now.
Mm-hmm.
Where will you go?
Oh, probably check out the Grand Canyon. See Utah before I die.
Wait a minute, where's Grace?
Hi there. Oh, boy, am I glad you guys are up. Hey, come look at this.
A campfire.
What on earth? Where did all this come from?
Hi, it's green, it's leafy, and it's free. Shut up and eat.
Good morning, ladies. I see you're already tucked into your appetizer. Never knew a pretty lady didn't have an appetite.
Oh, now, see here, you ruffian.
He's not a ruffian, Mrs. Calloway. He's a genuine desert shaman, our very own wise man.
Shaman, chef, chief, cook, and bottle washer. I'm a jackrabbit of all trades and at your service. Folks around these parts call me Lucky Jack. Yep, they used to come from miles around just to get one rub of my lucky rabbit's foot. Woo! Dang!
Jack's rabbit foot catches fire. He swallows it and puts out the flames.
This happens all the time. Now, where was I?
He produces a scorpion.
Voila!
Ooh. Now let me just get this on the fire, then be ready directly.
He slices it.
Ow!
Look, we don't eat meat. It's kind of like a professional courtesy.
Perhaps we'll dine with you some other time. You see, Grace and I are returning to our farm to say our last goodbyes.
Yeah, we need closure.
Well, I can sympathize there, Sister, I truly can. Until recently, I too had a home. Echo Mine, it was called.
Us jackrabbits lived there for generation after generation. Till some land-grabbing bandit moved in and flushed us out like yesterday's oatmeal.
Excuse us, my good fellow. We must be on our way.
Wait! There he is!
Jack spots the wanted poster on a cactus.
Slim! You mean this no-good varmint is hiding out in Echo Mine right now?
Without a doubt.
Maggie? What are you thinking?
Look, I got a score to settle with that rhinestone fat boy and nothing to lose.
But it'll be dangerous going after Slim all by yourself.
Hey, I got the rabbit.
That's not all you got, Maggie. You got us.
Oh, no. No. We are sticking to our plan and going home.
Hold on, you two. As strange as this sounds, Grace is actually making sense.
Thank you.
You want the money, and I want to get even with Slim. The three of us go together, and we're sure to get him. And once you collect the reward, I'll walk out your front gate, and I'll stay out of it forever. Deal?
Your powers of persuasion are uncanny. Deal.
Ha! Bovine bounty hunters! Now I've seen everything. Let's get moving, ladies. Time for an underground smackdown.
Jack hops on ahead alongside a massive circular canyon.
Out in the land where the heroes meet their makers.
Ahead of them, Buck leaps from rock to rock, his teeth gritted tight. Jack picks up his scent. And on they go until nightfall, finally reaching Echo Mine, home to Alameda Slim, the three identical Willy brothers, and the Longhorn cattle.
Okay, boys, let's go through it one last time. Who am I?
Uncle Slim?
Correct. Now, I put on my hat, then I put on my spectacles.
Ah! Hey, who are you? Where's Uncle Slam?
Oh, it's still me. Can't you stupid sock of hammers get it right?
Slim smiles.
The ever-punctual Mr. Weasley. Okay, everybody make way for the big man in black market livestock.
A train trundles into the cattle-filled mine. A skinny figure carrying a small case leaps off the train in a cloud of steam. One Willy puts on Slim's hat and specs.
All right, come on, move it, Bessie, or I'll tan your hides right here.
Hey, watch the soup.
Feast your eyes. 5,000 cows on the barrelhead, as promised, Mr. Weasley.
The name's Wesley. So, Slim, what do you say we get a move on and load these cash cows onto the train ASAP, huh? Let's go.
Yes, of course. Just as soon as I finish counting.
Slim opens the bag that the yellow-teethed, thin-moustached, purple-suited Wesley has brought with him. Outside...
Lucky Jack, you did it. We're here.
Well, I take my hat off to you, Jack. But you've got us here in one piece.
Well, seeing is believing.
And I don't believe what I see.
Oh, it's Buck!
Stallion of the Simoron.
I'm supposed to be here just in case one of the horses get tired.
Cows only.
Look, friend, you don't understand my situation.
No, you don't understand. So I'll say it again. The only critters that get by me are cows. Cows only.
Oh, come on. Look, cut me a break. Now what? Oh, what are you doing here?
Sorry we're late. We got separated from the herd.
Right this way, little lady. Tell them Junior sent you.
The cows file past Buck into the mine.
Hat it, partner.
Nice hat, ma'am.
Cheeky devil.
Excuse me, reject coming through.
Maggie whacks Buck.
Hey, what gives? How come they got to go through?
They're cows.
What? But what about the rabbit?
Well, obviously, he was with the cows.
I'm with the cows, too. Yeah. Hey, cows. Wait up. You got to tell this guy you know me. Say, Junior, we're old friends. Come on, Margie. Gretchen. Miss Hat Cow. Come on. Show pal Buck. See?
Buck. Oh, Buck. Nah, doesn't ring a bell.
No, wait! Hey, come back! No, hang on. You're just kidding. You see, if you can get a Oh, hey, hey! Hey, cat, let's go!
Don't make me hurt you.
Buck spots Rico on a ledge above.
Rico. I gotta go. But let's throw on the old fee bags sometime. Stay cool. It's hero time.
Buck, grinning cockily, turns away from the bovine bouncer.
So what's the plan?
Well, let's see. You two get his attention while I sneak up behind him, and then I'll knock him into the car. And then we'll rope him up and wheel him to justice.
And for extra measure, how about we conk him on the noggin with this?
You go, cowgirl. That's using the old hack.
Wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you lost me here, Missy.
Look, Jack, it's simple. Cart smack, rope roll, justice. Come on, Jack, focus. Now is not the time to get all scatterbrained and flaky.
Buck peers around a corner with a sly grin as he spots Rico's gray stallion standing on a ledge.
Oh, good. I'm not too late. Sorry. Still staking out your quarry, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Why?
Listen, I came to warn you, one equine to another, about Rico. As soon as he nabs that rustler, he's gonna be in a big hurry to collect that reward.
So?
So? Once he catches his man, that's when the horsewhip comes out, and he's not shy about using it either.
Horsewhip?
Horsewhip! And not only are you going to be carrying Rico, but that rustler as well. Have you seen that guy? He's huge!
What should I do?
Run!
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Run like the wind, partner, and save yourself! Go on, take off! Fade! Run!
I'm ready, I'm
sunset! Scram!
Okay, thanks, buddy. I owe you one.
Godspeed, my friend. So long, sucker! He must be taking stupid lessons from that buffalo.
The buffalo's right behind him. Slim.
1,420. 1,440. 1,435. 1,336.
Oh! Can't you morons count to yourselves?
Come on.
Gotta start all over.
There he is. Come on, let's go. Hold on. You're both forgetting Slim's hypnotic control over those with less than perfect pitch. Jack, I hope you can forgive me.
For what, Missy?
Ah! For that.
Now you watch it there, Toots.
Grace makes earplugs out of Jack's
Grace,
tail.
How practical.
Done counting. What we got? 4,997.
What? Huh? Wait. Whoa, I thought you said 5,000 even.
Of course I did. Gil must have just miscounted, that's all.
Slim spots Grace.
There's one. Up there.
The others can't be far behind. Just you watch.
You're gonna like this. Jodeling's an art.
Slim loosens his necktie.
Yo, 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 yo.
Grace trots by, deaf to his yodeling.
Yo, 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 yo.
Slim gapes in disbelief as Mrs. C follows Grace.
Yo, 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 yo.
What's the deal, Slimbo?
Maybe she wasn't an art lover. Philistine!
Shut up, you greenhorns! A bovine ain't been born that can resist my charms.
Slim, adjusting his huge belly, faces the two cows square on. Behind him, Maggie pushes a minecart into Slim's backside. He turns on her.
Gotcha! Where do you think you're going?
As she grins cheesily, the other two cows headbutt him into the cart.
Now, Jack!
Okay!
Jack spins his lasso around Slim and socks him with a tin plate.
Uncle Slim! Uncle Slim!
Let's get out of here!
On a collision course with Buck and the Buffalo.
Back here, dog meat!
Jack, please!
Got him now!
Well, Doc.
Watch out!
It's Buck!
Hey, Casey Jones! Grab the bills and fire up the getaway express!
Willy Run boards the train. Wesley turns round to see the minecart shoot past with three cows, one buffalo, and two skinny willies in pursuit.
I gave up clown college for this.
Leading the way through the mineshaft is Buck pushing Slim in the minecart.
Slim! I got Slim! Rico's gonna be so proud of me!
Junior the buffalo butts Buck in the backside.
Leave me alone!
The minecart careers down the track towards a lift shaft. Junior watches in vain as Buck and the cart go up in the lift, then the cows crash into him, and he falls down the lift shaft.
Sorry.
Quick, girls, in here!
Mrs. C pushes the cows into another lift, and they leave the willies behind. Further along the track, Buck and the cart pass behind big-hatted Rico, stands with his back to them. Buck stops dead.
That was Rico!
He pushes the cart back to Rico.
What in blue blazes?
The cows head off with the cart. Buck follows, and not far behind, the buffalo.
I'll knock you in the next Tuesday. Come back here!
You're going down!
Junior! It's Junior!
Slim's eyes brighten. but Jack knocks him out again.
Get this out of me!
Rico puts his saddle on Buck.
Rico's saddle! I'm wearing Rico's saddle!
Weeping with joy, Buck rides off with Rico on his back. And they're all riding a roller coaster through the mineshaft. The cows collide with the willies, Jack bangs the brothers' heads with a tin pan. Sparks fly like fireworks as they all converge in the middle of a huge chamber lit up like a Christmas tree. And the cart careers on through another dark shaft and bursts out of the mine, thump, thump, thumping down its steep side towards a track below.
We made it, girls!
The buffalo, the two skinny willies, and Rico on Buck's back are close behind.
We got company!
Slim, slumped in the cart, gasps in horror at the sight of Wesley's train thundering towards them. And it's a head-on collision. The smoke clears to reveal the cow stuck to the front of the train, blinking foolishly. A horseshoe lands on Jack's head, and he slumps down in a dopey daze. Slim bursts out of his shackles.
That nabbit! I guess I gotta do everything around here myself!
As he starts tying up the three cows, the willy boys obediently hop down from the train to help him.
Call me crazy, but I think these cows got it in for me.
Maybe they just don't like your singing.
Shut up!
Mr. Weasley, my money, if you please.
I was just keeping it safe for you, Slim.
Sure you were. Protecting my investments is what I pay this fella for.
Mr. Weasley, let me present the most traitorous double-crossing gun-for-hire that I've ever had the pleasure to call partner. Rico.
You're too kind, boss.
But
no, it can't be.
His reputation as a bounty hunter is well known, but lately he's been doing a little moonlighting and covering my tracks. Rico's going to see you to the border so that nothing else goes wrong.
The buffalo wearing a saddle draws up.
Now, if you'll all pardon me.
Slim puts on his disguise.
There's a little patch of heaven on the auction block this morning.
He's going to buy our farm.
Adios!
Slim rides off, Rico to Buck.
I don't know how you got here, Skittish, but stick with me and you may get to like the other side of the law.
Slim in disguise gallops on past them. Buck anxiously glances back.
Hurry up! You don't want to be late for that big roundup in the sky!
Buck scowls and veers round, and with Rico struggling to hang on, gallops back to the train where Wesley's trying to load up the cows.
Come on, you stupid cows! Come on!
The willies kick the cows into the truck.
Lovely. Now get the engine fired up and let's make tracks!
As Wesley locks the cows in, the keys kick out of his spindly hands. The cows blink in disbelief as Buck lives up to his name.
Oh. Buck, have you gone crazy?
Now that's entirely possible! Oh. Or maybe I just figured out who the real heroes are!
Wait, what if this is some kind of trick?
Rico's tossed to the ground.
This isn't a trick, it's a miracle! Come on!
The cows try to run down the door.
So you think you got the drop on me? Well, think again.
Buck sends the willies flying in all directions. One willy armed with a spanner charges at Buck, who sends him flying. Inside the cattle truck.
This is useless. Let's put our heads together, more brains and less brawn. All right.
Maggie grabs Mrs. C's hat. Grace grins. Outside, another willy swipes at Buck with a shovel, and Rico cocks his rifle.
Okay, Calloway. Fetch.
Maggie tosses the hat out of the wagon. With steam streaming out of her nostrils, Mrs. C charges the door of the wagon. The cows burst out. Grace butts Rico with her back legs. Buck hops up and down to avoid Willie's shovel. Buck lashes out with his foreleg and his back leg. Jackrabbit flattens Willie's head with a horseshoe.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Mrs. C lands on top of Rico. He smiles toothlessly and faints.
Bravo! Bravo! You stop Rico cold!
Oh, shucks. Trent nothing. Fat lot of good it done us. Alameda Slim has already flown the coop.
She's right. Unless we sprout wings, we'll never make it back in time.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. This train goes right by Patch of Heaven.
What is in the cud you've been chewing? How are we supposed to drive that thing?
How? How? I'll I'll tell you how. The same way we walked off the farm into the unknown. The same way we fought off those burly barmaids. And the same way we braved the western wilderness without the benefit of food or water. We caught Slim once, and we shall do it again. Who's with me?
The train's fired up, and the cattle are freed.
Get out of here, you bulls! Head for the hill!
The bulls pour off the train as Wesley, the three Willies, and Rico lie unconscious. The train starts to move. Jack the Rabbit uncouples the locomotive with its fuel truck, and off it goes, with Maggie, Mrs. C, Grace, and Buck on board.
Cows roar!
Howdy, darling. Down here. Yeah, look down. Hello there.
Oh, no.
I got two words for you guys. Cold shower.
We don't have time for this nonsense. We have a farm to save.
Well, maybe we can help you. Maybe we can help you.
The two amorous steers collide with a telegraph pole.
Come up and see us sometime.
Grace!
The locomotive thunders along the track towards a barrel signpost indicating they're 5 miles from Chugwater. Another train is coming the other way.
Oh, no! It's the Morning Express!
There's a switch up ahead!
Buck and Jack leap off.
Buck, hop on!
Come on, you!
Let's ride!
The jackrabbit twirls his lasso above his head as the two trains thunder across the desert towards each other. Buck's rein catches on the points lever. They're catapulted backwards, and the rail is switched. The two locomotives are on a collision course. Buck takes charge and slams Jack's lucky rabbit's foot onto the switch, changing its position so the two locomotives skim past each other.
Cowhogs!
Buck and Jack wave to the three cows as they go on their way.
See you back at the farm, girl!
Good luck!
This happens all the time!
Sold. All property and livestock formerly known as Hatch of Heaven is hereby sold to Mr. Yancey Odell.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Slim in disguise.
Odell's the name, foreclosure's the game.
Well, just set yourself over yonder, sign this deed, and the property is all yours.
Much obliged, Sheriff.
Pearl, case in hand, heads towards the gate. The locomotive hurtles along the single track.
There it is!
Home and hearth!
And a holy hallelujah of a curve!
Oh, quick, the brake!
No time for that!
But won't we jump the track?
We are making our own track!
This is going to be messy!
With sparks flying, the locomotive skims off the rail and thumps along the ground towards the farm, just as Slim raises his pen to sign the deed of sale.
The whole territory belongs to me.
Huh?
5 cents for these chicks.
Come on now.
Why here's the
Other buyers gape in terror as the train bears down on them behind Sam. Pearl heroically pulls him out of harm's way. The locomotive crashes through the farm fence, blanketing everyone in dust. Slim raises his fist.
What's the idea of crashing your train on my property?
He goes cross-eyed at the sight of a huge set of dangling udders.
It can't be.
Maggie takes up her high noon position facing Slim, Mrs. C and Grace on either side of her. Pearl is lost for words. Slim flexes his white-gloved fingers by his side and narrows his eyes. The cows charge Slim, who draws his gun.
Hold it right there!
Piggies, it's time to open up a can of whoop-hi!
Slim's gun is knocked from his hand by a sequence of flying cans tossed by the pigs and lobbed by the goat. The chicks hop single file up Slim's trouser leg, tickling him and crowing in his ear.
Ow!
Jeb rolls a barrel. Slim is carried off by it and tumbles into a wheelbarrow.
You wanna get nuts? Let's get nuts!
He's pecked by the red hens, catapulted into the air. Grace and Maggie bounce him off their back legs and he lands in the locomotive chair. Mrs. C pulls the steam cord and the hot air blows off Slim's disguise.
It's Alameda Slim!
You think you've won? It ain't over till the fat man sinks!
Maggie spins her bell collar around her neck like a hula hoop preparing to toss it, but her eyes glaze over and she lets go of the bell. Grace slopes towards it and with a flying dropkick sends it straight into Slim's fat jaw. Maggie and Mrs. C wake up from their trance.
Slim, you're under arrest.
Sam lassoes the dumbstruck hulk.
Nobody messes with pearls, girls.
Say, girls.
Got milk?
Buck!
Just kidding.
Take him away, boys. Hope you like stripes. Pearl, your cows can't do much with Slim's reward money. Think you can find some use for it?
Woo-wee! My farm is saved!
Pearl hugs Mrs. C and Grace as Slim, handcuffed and gagged, is driven away. As everyone jumps for joy, Grace looks round.
Where's Maggie?
Mrs. C gulps. Both cows hurry along the dirt track towards the gate of Patch of Heaven Farm.
I can't believe she just left. I'm gonna miss her.
So shall I, Grace. Her brash manner, her bullheadedness. She risked her life for us. And who are we but strangers? We were privileged to know her. She was a cow like no other, right down to her appalling bodily eruptions.
Oh, that was good.
Maggie!
I was just having one for the road when I heard all the nice stuff you guys were saying about me. You know, maybe I could hang around a while.
How about forever?
Well, it's your call, Calloway. Is this barnyard big enough for the both of us?
Only if you let me wear the hat.
Yeah! Come on, move your hides, girls. Last one to the barn sleeps standing up.
Aw.
A photo call.
Big smiles. So it was. Alameda Slim, the most notorious and feared cattle rustler, was apprehended and unmasked by three unusual dairy cows. Ha! Dang it, Jim! How many times I gotta tell you to wait your turn?
How many times have I gotta tell you to get out of my barrel, you
half-eaten buzzard? Dang it, you are real. I'm gonna get you.
It's so nice that Jeb finally found a friend. Here they come, everybody!
While Jeb and Jack bicker, Sam and Pearl roll up in their wagon back from the state fair. Three cows, the goose, Ollie the pig, the rooster, and four little chicks all sport their first prize blue rosettes. Two bulls at the gate.
Oh, ladies.
Hey, Barry. Three queens, two kings, Full house.
And the joker is wild. Oh.
That's Junior the buffalo. The three chaps trot in through the gate, and everyone starts to dance.
Gonna swear. Once you've been there ain't a view beneath the blue that could ever compare. The only thing missing is you. That's my guess. A little patch of heaven went well. Why don't you come visit? There's room in the nest. Found that little patch of heaven went.
And Mrs. C has handed Maggie her hat. This audio description was written and recorded by Veronica Hicks for IMS. Home on the Range was written and directed by Will Finn and John Sanford. Produced by Alice Dewey Goldston. Original score composed by Alan Menken. Original songs, music by Alan Menken and lyrics by Glenn Slater. Featuring performances by Katie Lang, Little Patch of Heaven, Bonnie Raitt, Will the Sun Ever Shine Again, and Tim McGraw, Wherever the Trail May Lead. Story by Will Finn, John Sanford, Michael Labash, Sam Levine, Mark Kennedy, Robert Lentz. Associate producer David J. Steinberg. Editor H. Lee Peterson. Art director David Cutler. Artistic supervisors, layout Jean-Christophe Poulin, background Christy Maltese Lynch. Cleanup Marshall Lee Toomey, visual effects Marlon West. Artistic coordinator Dennis M. Blakey, associate editor Mark Hester. Production manager Tamara Butcher. Story artists Chen Chi Chang, Kevin L. Harkey, Michael Labash, Tony Leondis, Christopher J. Ewer, Ed Gombert, Mark D. Kennedy, Robert Lentz, Sam Levine, Mark Walton. Additional dialogue by Shirley Pierce. Character animation Maggie, supervising animator Chris Buck, voice Roseanne Barr. Animators Tim Allen, Jerry Chu Ching, Danny Galliot, Mark Smith, Doug Williams, Jared Backstrand, Anthony DeRosa, Joseph Mateo, Michael Stocker, Michael Wu. We'll take it. Mrs. Calloway, supervising animator Duncan Marjorie Banks. Voice, Judy Dench. Animators, Bob Davis, Rob Pratt, Michael Snow, Barry Temple, Bill Waldman. Grace, Wesley and Rusty, supervising animator Mark Henn. Voice of Grace, Jennifer Tilly. Voice of Wesley, Steve Buscemi. Voice of Rusty, G.W. Bailey. Animators, Adam Dijkstra and Mark Pudliner. Buck, supervising animator Michael Surrey, voice Cuba Gooding Jr. Animators Stephen Pierre Gordon, Sam Jim Kim, Mark Coetzee, Mark Allen Mitchell. Slim, Jr., supervising animator Dale Baer, voice of Slim, Randy Quaid, voice of Jr., Lance Legault. Animators Andreas Deja, Mike Deeser, Robert Espanto Domingo, Doug Frankel, Christopher Sof. Rico Williams Horses, supervisor animator Russ Edwards, voice of Rico Charles Dennis, voice of the Woody Brothers Sam J. Levine, animator James Baker Brian Ferguson, Joe Hader Joseph Mateo, Sheriff Jeb, supervising animator Sandra Lucio Closo, voice of Jeb the Goat Joe Flaherty, voice of Sheriff Richard Reilly, animator Richard Hopp. Pearl, supervising animators Bruce W. Smith, Mark Hen, voice Carol Cook. Farm Animals, lead animator James Lopez. Voice of Audrey the Chicken, Estelle Harris. Voice of Ollie the Pig, Charlie Dell. Voice of Piggies, Bobby Block, Keaton Savage, Roz Zimatiris. Voice of Larry the Duck, Marshall Efron. Animators Christopher Hubbard and Clay Katis. Lucky Jack, lead animator Sean Keller, voice Charles Haid. Barry and Bob, voice Mark Walton, animators Bob Davis and Christopher Sove. Herd Crew, lead animator Mark Pudliner. Digital Herd Technical Director Peter Migo. Key Assistant Animator Leland J. Hepler. Scene Setup Sheldon Amones. Cast in alphabetical order. Rusty the Dog, G.W. Bailey. Maggie, Roseanne Barr. Piggy, Bobby Block. Wesley, Steve Buscemi. Pearl, Carol Cook. Ollie the Pig, Charlie Dell. Mrs. Calloway, Judy Dench. Rico, Charles Dennis. Larry the Duck, Marshall Efron. Jeb the Goat, Joe Flaherty. Buck, Cuba Gooding Jr. Lucky Jack, Charles Haid. Audrey the Chicken, Estelle Harris. Junior the Buffalo, Lance Legault. The Willy Brothers, Sam J. Levine. Animator Slim, Randy Quaid. Lenny, Governor Ann Richards. Sheriff Sam, Richard Reilly. Piggies, Keaton Savage, Ross Cimenteris. Grace, Jennifer Tilly. Barry and Beau, the Longhorns, Mark Walton. Patrick, Patrick Warburton. Abner, Dennis Weaver. Additional voices Mike Bell, Tammy Taffin Damiano, Troy Evans, Pam Hamill, Linda Kearns, Mickey McGowan, Paul Proctor, Peter Samuel, Jim Ward, Tim Blevins, Debbie Derryberry, Bill Farmer, Roger Jackson, Kevin Ligon, Jorda Orr, Ian Sahara, John Sanford, Joe White, Roger Yan, Bob Bouchard, Randy Irwin, Linda Griffin, Leslie Jordan. Eddie McClure, Wilbur Corley, Garnet Saylor, Peter Straguza, Bryce A. Young. Music. You Ain't Home on the Range, performed by Tim Blevins, Wilbur Corley, Gregory Jara, William H. Parry, Peter Samuel. Little Patch of Heaven and Little Patch of Heaven Finale, performed by K.D. Lang, courtesy of Warner Brothers Records. Yodel Idle, Idle Idle Idle, Slim, performed by Randy Quaid. Yodeling by Randy Quaid and Kerry Christensen. Willy Brothers, performed by David Burnham, Jason Gray, Greg Jabara. Will the Sun Ever Shine Again, performed by Bonnie Raitt, courtesy of Capitol Records. Wherever the Trail May Land, performed by Tim McGraw. Produced by Byron Gallimore and Tim McGraw. Mixed by Mike Shipley. Anytime You Need a Friend, performed by the Bew Sisters. Produced by Mark Hammond, recorded by Billy Whittington. With many thanks to High Island Ranch and Cattle Company, Wyoming. Sound credits, Dolby Digital, DTS, CDDS. This motion picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright in the UK. Soundtrack available on cassette and compact disc from Walt Disney Records. Home on the Range was distributed by Buena Vista Distribution, Walt Disney Pictures.